Tragedy turns to a quiet triumph in Kenya. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A terror attack won't silence the church in the shadow of Al-Qaeda. And it's Human Trafficking Awareness Day. Did you know? Well, let's get started today in Garissa. Classes at Garissa University in Kenya resumed. 9 months ago, Al-Shabaab terrorists out of Somalia attacked the campus with one purpose, says David Curry of Open Doors USA.
They separated the students out, Muslims and Christians, and then executed 148 Christian students.
It was one of the deadliest attacks so far by the Somalia-based group. The campus closed, and the rest of the student body went to a sister campus. As 145 privately sponsored students registered for classes today, they did so amid high security. So why is this area so dangerous? Al-Shabaab is angry that Kenya sent troops to curb terrorism. And they lumped Christians in as enemies.
There are 13 churches there in Garissa, and we can tell you they're under a lot of pressure every day. But it is good news that they're not giving up.
Open Doors supports churches under fire.
We're providing training for pastors. We're helping them get the education they need so that they can be effective in their ministry. Those churches in that region are part of helping and reaching out to the community.
But the number one request from Christians in the area? Pray that they'll stand strong for Jesus. And Christian persecution isn't just in Kenya. A church in the Philippines was recently attacked during its Christmas Eve service. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission.
During the service, there was a firecracker thrown on top of the church building. Of course, it was just material that could easily be burned, and within a short time, the church was burned down.
Everything in the church was lost, including the only Bibles people had. But despite persecution, these church members are planning to stay, rebuild, and continue sharing the gospel. However, Van Valkenburg has a unique prayer request to share.
I think when you ask them, those local native workers, they would say not to pray that there be less persecution, but they would pray that the gospel go out and that they would have the boldness and the power of the Spirit to present the gospel in a way that many of their friends and family become believers in Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, which is dedicated to work being done to free people from modern-day slavery. Bethany Christian Services, Brian DeVos.
We don't like to think that that actually occurs, especially in the U.S., but I know UNICEF even talks about that the United States is a source and transit country and is considered one of the top destination points for victims of child trafficking and exploitation. So it's something you don't want to really believe exists in your own neighborhood, but it actually does. It's in our own backyard.
Family breakdown is a big cause of trafficking because it makes people vulnerable. But Bethany's counteracting that by building up families on Christ's love.
Most of the kids that we serve are at risk. They're at risk of family breakdown or abuse or neglect or living in extreme poverty. So part of Bethany's model is to prevent child trafficking by building a strong family.
Pray for the millions affected by trafficking to find freedom. Look for ways that you can help at missionnews.org. And it's easy enough to talk about the problem of trafficking, but what can actually be done? This year, E3 Partners is taking preventative action in 4 countries, and you can be part of stopping evil before it starts. Carrying the good news of Christ, E3 teams will be reaching and teaching at-risk families in Thailand, Cambodia, Ethiopia, and Colombia. Who knows? This could be your chance to put feet on your faith. And back in the U.S., nearly 700 people put feet on their new faith by trusting in Jesus for the first time at Urbana 15. Urbana is InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's triannual student missions conference, and the numbers from this year's event are finally in. Over 9,400 students committed to serving God on the mission field, and $940,000 given to support global missions projects. What a great catalyst to something big in 2016. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. Get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.